This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Let's go first. Anyone? John?
Hi.
Considering your formula, and it went to 4-2, probably felt a bit more nervous than you probably expected at 4-0.
Yeah, different stages, obviously. Did I expect us to be 4-0 up? No. Did I expect us to be at 4-2? And Ali has to make 2 more worldly saves? No. But when you think about it, it's really not unlikely, because start of the game, before the game, Aston Villa lost. Means for Tottenham, if they win, they are fully back in the fight for the Champions League. For us, it means we are third. Cannot change that probably anymore, neither direction. And we spoke before the game about it, that for high-performance sports, you need to be motivated. And actually, 3 points should be enough, but it's not always. And for the boys, it was today. I loved it. But then you're 4-0 up, play a really good game. Yeah, I mean, lost a bit of organization. That's not human. It's not great, but it's human. But what you saw as well, Tottenham is Tottenham. They are really good. And when you let them do it, then they're especially good. So that was what happened. And it's always, that's why you try to keep so hard, to keep the momentum, because when you lost it, then it means not only you lost it, it means probably the other team has it. And that can lead to really strange situations. Yeah. We were outstanding until we were not good, until we were all right again. And in that moment, then we could obviously score the 5th and 6th. Didn't do that, but that's all fine. I really like the way the boys played. I like individual performances, how we played together. So many good things to them, yes. Conceding to ask Ali, he's really not happy about that, but or the last line in general. But it was a really good football game, and I think that's what everybody should expect from us. Results as well. We delivered both. And the moments, yeah, how is that? I think they are a little bit explainable. Should not happen anyway, but yeah, didn't count really today, let me say it like that.
When you see the Liverpool playing the way they did in the first 60 minutes, and the way Anfield reacted, do you not think I'd like another season?
Oh my God! That it seems to be really strange what I did there. So nobody really understands it. But however, I tried to explain it. I didn't stop, didn't say what I said, because I was not happy with the atmosphere in the stadium or with the way we played football. I think when I spoke about it or when I said it, we played exceptional football. So that was not a difference. Other reasons. So no, that didn't influence that decision.
James,
you had a big smile on your face.
Actually, I think I smiled at all goals, if I'm on him. Yeah.
How pleased are you with his performance, and what is his potential?
Yeah, I was exceptional. So, still so young, still exceptional. For sure, he was for a long time one of our best players when he played right wing, but Mo was injured all the Africa Cup, so he played exceptional. But I think in the midfield position is probably top three, four performances of him today. It was really good. And the goal was exceptional. And everybody needs moments to gain even more confidence. It's a good moment, but that helps definitely. Worked really hard in the other direction as well. Did really well. The right side together with Mo was exceptional today as well. With Harvey and Trent can then play this role. Can decide better that he can stay wide as well, because we are in the center footballing wise well set up. And so great game. And Harvey was exceptional. And what a goal. I saw it in the game, you only see it flying in. That was a good shot, and I saw, but that's the goal I saw afterwards. So there was not a lot of space left and right. So again, exactly where it should be. So top goal.
Tony, do you want one?
Hi, Ewan.
Hi.
One more home game to come. What does it take to be a Liverpool manager? Your experiences over the 8.5 years, that Mainz, Dortmund and now Liverpool, all different challenges. What does it take to be a Liverpool manager?
Ooh, I don't know. If I know, because I never thought about it. We did what we did from the first day. It is an exceptional club. It is... So now, since clear that I will finish, then from time to time, and other clubs are looking for managers as well, stuff like this, and you hear always what the manager needs to do and needs to have. And I always ask myself, did I have all that when I arrived here? You don't think about yourself like that. You have to. It has to fit, and we were, I think, all lucky. It's a win-win. It was a win-win situation from the first day. So how I said, I enjoyed each second of it. It's absolutely great, and all the responsibility and love what grew over the years is a big part of the decision I made, and so I'm absolutely fine and in peace with the decision. But I didn't think it was too difficult, to be honest. So this is very difficult most of the time. No, it is. It is very. It's really difficult. It's just that's really draining when you always have to talk and explain things, but most of that you cannot explain. When you're winning, it's fine. Because then you can speak about individuals, fantastic performance, stuff like this. But we cannot do the same when we are losing. As we single out a player and you speak about him, and yeah, he was particularly bad. So let's talk about that for the next 10 minutes. You don't do that. That means that cuts off 50, 60, 70% of the things you can say, but you're still asking. And it's really, that part is a lot. Actually, being manager of Liverpool, the pure football side, coach the team, do the stuff we do, grow together as a unit. I love that part, but it's still not. I'm not the right man to do that as well anymore. But what is really hard is you. That's the outside world. It's really hard. I'm not an outside person. I'm not a person who wants to be. Until today, I don't understand why people want an autograph from me. But it happens quite frequently, and it's just that's all things I need to stop. One point, just going home. And sit down for a moment and have a look from how that feels. People ask me, will you miss it? Probably, but I don't know. Never had it. So that's all fine. But again, the question was, what did it take? I think I understand a little bit of football. I mean, that's probably my skill. I love people, and especially football players. So from that point of view, it was not difficult. I enjoyed it a lot.
Last one here.
Before the game, we met the girl that did this amazing paint this week for you.
Abigail.
Yeah, that's it. And she said that you made Liverpool fans believers again. Now that you have one game left in front of the fans that believed in you all over the year, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. Great. So, I didn't think about these kind of things yet. So I know for 5 million reasons that the Wolves game will be really tricky. And again, the part here to talk about what I feel will be really tricky as well. I don't feel in the moment. I prepared the game. I'm happy we won it. Now you ask me what I think about general things. I met Abigail. What a wonderful girl she is, and obviously very talented. Like the drawing, these kind of things. But did I think a second before, a second after about it? No, I don't have time for these kind of things. I'm really happy. And that we have these kind of people, and we have thousands of them, maybe 100,000 people who are creative, who create things, who paint different faces on the wall where you think, my God, other clubs don't do that that frequently. This is a very, very special club. I didn't make them believe. I reminded them that it helps when you believe. That's what I think. Because what can I say? You have to believe. And they say, yeah, or you shut just up. The word in between. That's it would have been possible as well. But everybody was ready to push the train. And that's what we did now for 8.5 years.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.